China wants its balloon back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, whatever's left of it, saying it's their property as U.S. Navy divers keep recovering pieces off the South Carolina coast where it was shot down Saturday.
We're now learning from U.S. military officials that the spy flight had the potential for explosives to detonate and self-destruct. Senior government sources telling us that they will analyze the remains of the flight at an FBI processing lab in Quantico, Virginia. The airship, which flew over several military bases in the United States, weighed nearly 2,000 pounds and was 200 feet tall.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Republicans say President Biden waited too long to destroy the balloon, demanding more answers. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox
he abysmally failed in terms of handling this as the commander-in-chief.
Will the president bring the balloon up tonight and talk about China in his State of the Union address?
The president will have a conversation with Americans tonight, many of whom feel like they are struggling, to which the president will argue that everything is actually going well. The White House adds that President Biden, quote, will show the American people his plan to build on the unprecedented deficit reduction his leadership has already delivered.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a message for the president.
Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
Urging him to agree with House Republicans and attach spending cuts to a debt limit increase. Turkey's president has just declared a three-month national emergency. As rescue crews keep digging through earthquake rubble, searching for anyone trapped alive, and they keep finding some, bringing brief joy amid a lot of sorrow. More than 5,000 people are dead there and in Syria. Over 20,000 are injured and more are buried in the wreckage of thousands of collapsed buildings. A police officer is dead in Milwaukee, shot early this morning. We're waiting more info on what happened the day after an officer was killed in McKeesport, Pennsylvania by a gunman who also wounded another cop before he himself was shot and injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
People are still out of their homes within a mile of the train derailment site in East Palestine, Ohio, after a toxic chemical released to drain burning rail cars. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine just told Fox
any kind of damage would go directly into Pennsylvania as well as Ohio, and had to make a decision, frankly. Do we have the railroad do this release, the controlled release, which they ended up doing yesterday, or not?
Now, within a two-mile radius, people were told to keep their doors and windows closed to keep the air out as a precaution. A man considered a neo-Nazi leader is facing charges in a plot to attack yet another power grid, this time in Maryland, after the attacks in recent months that cut off electricity in North Carolina and Washington State.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Clint Russell were charged federally with conspiracy for their plan to use guns to take out Baltimore gas and electric substations. FBI Special Agent in Charge Thomas Sobosinski cited Clendaniel's words on the effect of the attack.
It would lay this city to waste.
Clendaniel is from Maryland. Russell, who provided logistics, is from Florida. Agents say the attack would have cut critical power to homes, businesses, and hospitals. The utility said in a statement it does not believe the threat was retaliatory. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A former cop in Alabama is now a con.
It's life in prison without parole for Alfreda Fluker. Fluker was a 15-year veteran of the Birmingham Police Department when she shot and killed Kenesha Fuller after finding Fuller and Mario White in an unmarked police vehicle in 2020. White was Fluker's police partner and longtime boyfriend.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed down for the Dow, up for the NASDAQ ahead of today's trading. Somebody in Washington State is having a good time. It won the Powerball last night. $754 million. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.